They call themselves the Tin Can Tourists. Folks who celebrate the travel trailer, the vintage travel trailer, the kind Grandma and Grandpa might have used. This weekend, the Tin Can Tourists are holding their 17th annual gathering at Camp Dearborn in Milford. Forrest Bone is the head of the Tin Can Tourists. Forrest, your girl actually dates back to 1919?
Well, in 1919 and on up into the 20s, they pretty much were driving their Model Ts with a lot of tents and canvas, utilizing the Model T as their camping vehicle. It wasn't probably until the late 20s and then that people went to covered cars rather than the Model Ts, and also started with the homemade trailers and then manufactured trailers on up into the 30s. But early on, it was strictly utilizing your Model T as your bedroom, and also, you know, they could attach the tent structures and stuff to it.
And I'm looking at your website at tincantourists.com, and there's just such an array of photographs, and you're going to have about 200 of these vintage travel trailers at Camp Dearborn this weekend. Why vintage campers? What is it that you and the other Tin Can Tourists love about them?
I think for me, it's the interiors. The birch wood interiors are really something I like. And also, we came across a brand, Spartan, that were made after World War II. They were made by the Spartan Aircraft Company. And they have the riveted aluminum construction. And they just stood the test of time. And, it'd be hard-pressed to find a trailer that you would purchase today and find it on the road 65 years later.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of a 1946 Spartan Manor, and it's kind of like a really cute little log cabin on wheels, isn't it?
It is. The construction's so great, and they did a great job with floor plans that really give you almost like an apartment feel. I mean, and you get in a 25-foot trailer, but you feel like you've got a front room, a kitchen, and a bedroom. And then the original buyer, if he had some money, he might have added even a bathroom, but a lot of them were for, you know, going into the campgrounds and the trailer parks and using their facilities for that type of stuff, showers and so forth.
Well, I have to say, as a kid who grew up with parents who took us camping all through Michigan, you can't have a better state for celebrating the joys of camping.
No, you sure can't. You know, the original Tin Can Tourists were organized in Florida, and they spent summers, they picked out the Traverse City area and also Manistee area for their winter or summer reunions.
The 17th annual gathering of the Tin Can Tourists happens this weekend at Camp Dearborn in Milford, and you can go to their website, tincantourists.com. Forrest Bone, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Happy camping.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.